the rest of the story. Oh, sure, you've heard the stories about the colonel. Whispers travel like muffled gunfire through a regiment. The Hermit of Briarfield, somebody called him. And when you ask what that meant, the soldier who had told you furtively looked both ways and then went on to describe a once charming, fun-loving fellow transformed overnight into a sullen, seething recluse. Just shut himself up in the house and didn't come out for 7 years, the soldier said. And that made you all the more eager to learn the rest of the story. For quite a long time ago, when the colonel was a young lieutenant at Fort Crawford near Prairie du Chien, he met a beautiful 18-year-old girl named Sarah, fell in love with her. Happily, she fell in love with him as well, but Sarah's father was determined that she never marry a military man. And he underscored that determination with all of his authority as Fort Crawford's commanding officer. Well, the lovesick young lieutenant courted Sarah as best he could, often meeting her secretly in the home of mutual friends. He understood her father's objections to a career that had distanced the old man from his own wife and children. And more distressing still, the young suitor began having nightmares that some awful, nameless thing was taking Sarah from him. But no logical consideration or vague apprehension could overwhelm his passion, and so the couple waited until Sarah was 21, and they eloped. It was only 3 months after their wedding that both contracted malaria. The newlyweds, now gravely ill, were nursed in adjoining rooms. Then one night, the young lieutenant, defying doctor's orders, struggled from the fever and delirium of his own sickbed, stumbled to his bride's bedside just in time for her to die in his arms. The young man recovered, at least insofar as he did not die, and yet the small part of him that sweet Sarah had left on earth, he took inside that old mansion at Briarfield and locked himself away for 7 years. Well, now it's almost 12 years after Sarah's passing, February 1847. The once carefree young lieutenant is now a solemn, careworn colonel commanding a regiment in the Mexican War. And guess what? His old commanding officer at Fort Crawford, Sarah's father, is once again his commanding officer, a general now. Oh, yes, he remembers everything. Then February 22, the bloody Battle of Buena Vista, the colonel is seriously wounded, but his brilliant battlefield improvisations have not only repelled a major enemy attack, but they have rescued the old general himself. And that night, as the colonel lies bandaged in his tent, his former father-in-law, in uncharacteristically respectful tones now, asked to see him, and after they were alone and silent for what seems a very long while, the old man said, "My daughter was a better judge of men than I was." 2 years later, the old General Zachary Taylor would become President of the United States, and among the most frequent and welcome visitors to the White House would be his son-in-law of once upon a time. Now, even though he was remarried, he remained a dear and close friend. And from this day on, you will remember Zach Taylor's son-in-law as the Hermit of Briarfield. A young man who turned his back on the world when everything that meant anything was gone, and yet who rose from the ashes of his grief to become Confederate President Jefferson Davis. Because now you know the rest of the story.